Ever since Secretary of State Colin Powell's presentation to the UN Security Council, the career of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has been much discussed. Zarqawi is the Jordanian who, according to Powell, is a critical link between Iraq and al-Qaeda. The story in the New York Times today draws on German police documents that touch on Zarqawi's activities. The German papers detail the interrogation of another Jordanian, Shadi Abdullah, who says Zarqawi ordered him in April to organize a terrorist attack on a Jewish target somewhere in Germany. Desmond Butler is one of the Times reporters who wrote this story. He's in Berlin. And Mr. Butler, Shadi Abdullah talks a lot about both al-Qaeda and Zarqawi's organization. Is he considered credible?
We spoke with a number of German and American officials who said that they find him credible and that they have checked a lot of the details that he's given them, which have checked out.
If I understand his story, Shadi Abdullah was in an al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan, but then he worked with Zarqawi's organization, and he says the two organizations, while they may have similar aims, they're distinct.
He does say that. As he explains it, under the umbrella of al-Qaeda, there are a number of nationalist-oriented groups. And Zarqawi's organization, although they cooperate with al-Qaeda and receive funds from al-Qaeda, are distinct in that they're focused on Jordan and the Palestinian question.
One of their aims, it would be to overthrow the Jordanian monarchy?
That's right. That's probably, as he explains, their primary aim.
And yet, Mr. Abdullah describes this conversation with Zarqawi in which the target is not someone Jordanian, but something Jewish in Germany.
That's true, and he doesn't explain that contradiction, although German intelligence has said that they view Zarqawi as al-Qaeda's point man in Europe.
Shadi Abdullah went to Afghanistan, and he talks about having met Zacharias Moussaoui there, the man who's on trial in the U.S. According to this story, Moussaoui was not the fringe character, third-string hijacker that he might have been made out to be in other accounts, but a pretty important guy.
That's right. What he does make clear is that he did not view Moussaoui as a top al-Qaeda leader, but what he said was that when he arrived at bin Laden's camp, Moussaoui was the guy that would take care of the new recruits. He would interview them, size them up, decide whether or not they needed military training or whether they could be sent up to the front to fight the Northern Alliance. And he was also, in some capacity, in charge of the treasury, bin Laden's fortune, which was stored in a vault in the dormitory where the new recruits stayed.
These papers are now coming out because of the prosecutions that involve Shadi Abdullah as a witness. But coming from Germany as they do, there seems to be a point behind them as well. Germany and the U.S. are very much at odds right now about the war against Iraq. These papers seem to document the degree to which the Germans are doing a lot in law enforcement against al-Qaeda and terrorism. I mean, do you hear that point being made to you frequently there?
If your implication is that the Germans have leaked this to demonstrate that they're doing quite a lot, I don't think that's right. But it certainly does document that there have been well over 100, I mean, I would say hundreds of arrests in Europe since September 11th of people tied to al-Qaeda. And there's been very, very few in the U.S. It's very difficult to tell what that means. Does it mean that al-Qaeda is much more entrenched in Europe, or that the European police are just a lot more effective? I'm not sure what the answer is.
Desmond Butler of the New York Times in Berlin, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.